Hello, and welcome to episode number 15 of this podcast. My name is Caleb Hardwick, and I am your host. And joining me, as always, are my family members here in the dump. Who wants to go first this week?
Well, I never get to go first, so I'll get to go first this week. How about that?
Your birthday is the nearest.
That is true.
Yeah. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, yeah. I'm Seth.
You want to say anything else or just say that?
Well, you said introduce myself, so I just assumed that it meant my name. Do I need to give a full, you know, life biography?
Nope, that's good enough. All right, who's next?
Me. I'm Seth's brother.
Okay, is that all you want to say about yourself?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that is the voice of the elder Hardwick brother, Noah, Christopher Noah, Kit Nori, whatever
it's
you
funny,
want to call
him. I used to be known as the oldest brother, and people would know me, and they know Seth as my brother, but now I'm known as Seth's brother.
It's true.
And last but certainly not least, Ms. Carla Hardwick, say hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm here for just one special segment. I'm not going to say much.
She has this special segment that she wants to do and talk about her her pencils and colors and crayons. So
that's right.
We are going to let her have a special segment in the show later on, and I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be quite enlightening.
Can we call it Coloring with Carla? It just has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, with like a really nice soundtrack.
Yeah,
like really relaxing, like Bob Ross style. You don't quite have the hair like Bob Ross though.
Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be an interesting episode. We have some exciting announcements we will be making on this episode later, and we will get to those shortly.
I have one thing I want to say right now, though.
All right.
And that's, well, when we're recording this, we currently have a contest going on for our Red 7 giveaway. So unfortunately, though, when we air this, the contest will be over. But the contestant winner will be announced live on the following week's podcast.
Awesome. Very good. So what y'all been doing today?
I mostly spent my day rolling up all the cables that get returned with cable boxes.
What, you know, I know you say you get lots of interesting things when people return boxes and stuff. What are some of the most interesting things you've found?
Money?
Well, let's see. I found a pair of kids' glasses once. And an ice scraper for a car, a Blu-ray player, wireless modem, a cable to, lots of laptop cables. I think it was a cable to a PS4. I don't know, just you know, weird stuff. I mean, the cables kind of make sense, but the rest of it really confuses me.
Seth, what about you?
Well, today, haven't really done a whole lot. I finished ordering my last textbook, which I probably should have ordered a few days ago, but I kind of just was lazy and didn't think about it. But I also went and finally ripped up the plastic flooring sheet that I had covering the Lego room during our renovations, which I guess you could say marked the end of our Lego room renovations.
Not quite. We're not quite done yet.
We're done for now.
We're done for now. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell everybody a little bit about what we've accomplished.
Well, I've accomplished, notice the word I.
Yeah, way to take full credit, Seth.
Yeah, I know. Cleaning everything out of the room, and then Caleb and I, I gave you credit this time. We painted the room, and shout out to Joe Earnhardt for giving me the paint. That was really nice. And then we built some tables and anything else. Then we built the door.
Yeah, we built a pretty cool little door that goes into the crawl space in the second floor. So that'll be useful.
Hopefully that'll help out a lot in the long run, but not going to do anything until I get back from Birmingham, Alabama.
Tell us about that.
So, yeah, I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama in a couple weeks to a weekend Lego convention.
Cool.
Yep. I'm going sort of as part of our ArcLug group, although there's only like three of us going, so it's hard to really say that it's part of the group, but you know.
Well, I've been trying to work on a few things. I found that I get more done when I like list out what I need to get done, and then because then I can feel good about checking it off when I get it done. So here's a few of the things that I've successfully got done. I'm looking at my list here. I registered my new Rode mic's warranty, so now it's warranty for the next 10 years. So that's good news. I made a YouTube video that compares the new Rode mic with the Rode mic I currently have. I made some sound effects today with my juice harp, and I recorded just my drill just because I needed something and that was handy. I'm making good use of the drill I got for Christmas by recording it. Just the sound. So,
Caleb and his sound effect.
Can we make a commercial for sound effects with lots of sound effects in it?
You know what? Just for fun and post edit, I'll drop some sound effects right here. So there you go. There's some of the sound effects that I've made. I hope you enjoyed that. So let's go ahead and move on to the next big thing we need to talk about, our big announcements. And because those are some of the things that I had on my list to do over the last couple of weeks were to get some things accomplished for this podcast. And one of those big things that we have officially decided on is we have officially decided on a name for this podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
On episode 15, we are now going to finally name this podcast, and we will get to that in just a second.
It's like we've officially left like the beta phase of our podcast.
Yeah, or moving on to 2017 with a name. It's kind of funny because if you listen to this podcast, and anytime I refer to it, I do just that. I say, this podcast. I never have once referred to it as a specific name. So, you know, welcome to the podcast. It does, yeah. But we finally do have an official name that I think we've agreed on, and I think I like it. So who wants to announce what the big news is?
Should we tell the backstory as to how we got to this name?
We should, but first somebody should actually say the name.
I'll say it.
Okay. I think that's fair. You should say it, Mom. It does kind of tie back to you anyway.
Okay. The new name for our podcast is Hardwick Sound.
That's right.
Yay.
So let's talk a little bit about the backstory because I don't even know it nearly. I mean, technically, Mama probably should tell us the backstory.
Well, Hardwick Sound has actually been around for a long time. When Steve and I got married, we started our own business, and we went around to churches and schools in little tiny Arkansas towns that were just joining the electronic world and wanting to put in sound systems in their gymnasiums and their church buildings. And it was just a part of our life before you guys came along, where we would travel somewhere, install speakers and microphones, and do a little bit of work with mixers and fix up their buildings, and we called our business Hardwick Sound.
Right. And so I guess it just seemed like an appropriate name for podcasts. So
and
there you go.
The secondary backstory is that as we were, I guess, doing some cleaning around the house and trying to clean out the closets and stuff, and we discovered one of our dad's old jackets. Business jackets.
Yeah, from a long time ago, back when we used to run that business. And on the back of the jacket, it said Hardwick Sound.
Yeah. So you should put a picture of that or something on the Facebook or something.
I'll do that.
And find a way to take a good picture of it. So there you go. You're now listening to Hardwick Sound, and I hope you've enjoyed it so far. So 2017, another year of podcasts. It's going to be good. So
that's two of our announcements so far.
The other big announcement we should mention is that we are now on iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah.
So you, on your favorite podcast app, whatever it is, you should be able to now to enter Hardwick Sound and subscribe and leave us a good rating.
What's a podcast app?
Noah, you want to podcast apps?
Well, if you're using an iPhone, just download Apple's podcast app. That's probably the easiest thing to do. And if you're on Android, just go find the music player. I think it's just called Music, which should have a podcast thing in it that should access Google Play, and you should be able to download it.
So there's apps designed just to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
That's just got those like two are thousands. Kind of like the built-in ones on Android and iPhone. Yeah. If you actually want one, like a special one, then there's tons of them out there. I'm using one called Pocket Casts, and I think you're using one. Was it Podcast Addict?
Yeah, I'm using Podcast Addict because it's free.
Whenever I get a new phone or I have to swap phones or something, I just download a new one and try it. So
So whatever podcast app you use, definitely search for us, subscribe, and leave us a good rating.
Cool.
So there you go. There's pretty much everything you need to know about the exciting changes we're making on Hardwick Sound. All right, so now it's time for a word from this week's sponsor.
When did spending $100 a month on brand name clutter for your home become normal? Why does cluttering your home with random junk seem so difficult? Well, we're Cluttercrate, and we're here to help. We send boxes of high-quality clutter right to your door for only a few dollars a month with none of the normal hassle. Just listen to these satisfied customers. You, sir, what did you get in your Cluttercrate?
Well, let's see. I found a pair of kids' glasses once, and an ice scraper for a car, a Blu-ray player, wireless modem.
And you, what did you find?
A cable to, lots of laptop cables. I think it was a cable to a PS4. I don't know, just you know, weird stuff. I mean.
So stop paying too much for weird stuff and start cluttering your home today by joining the Clutter Club at cluttercrate.com.
Noah, tell us a little bit about what you did.
Well, I was just working on putting together my favorite music of 2016 and just got to thinking, you know, it'd be fun to do a podcast and just talk about this with other people that like the same music I do, because I don't really know many people in actual life that like the same music I do. So I was like, well, I'm going to go find a bunch of my friends on Reddit and just send them messages and say, hey, you guys want to hang out and make a podcast? And
Reddit
they were
friends.
Like, yeah, that sounds like fun. So we just all got on a Google Hangout call and just did a podcast together and just talked about music for about an hour.
Yeah. And so where can people find this in case they want to listen?
Probably the best place would be on the Christian Music subreddit.
Which is?
reddit.com/r/Christian Music.
Very cool. And your name on there is?
Kit Norrie.
Kit Norrie. Why Kit Norrie?
Well, Kit is a form of the name Christopher.
Uh-huh.
And Norrie is a form of the name Noah. So
there you go. Kit Norrie. If I tried to do that with my name, let's see. What's a good short version of Matthew besides Matt? Is there anything? Maddie?
Yeah.
Let's go with Maddie. And then Caleb. Is there any way to shorten Caleb? Cal?
Yeah.
I could be Maddie Cal?
Yeah.
Andrew? He can be Andy or Annie. Let's go with Andy. And Seth, Annie. There's really no way to shorten that at all. So you're just Andy Seth.
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 Mm-hmm. Seth. Can I be An Seth?
Andy Seth.
An Seth.
Actually, Seth is actually a lot better. He just goes by Ash.
Yeah. There you go. If you're his initials, Andrew Seth Hardwick, ASH, Ash. If you try to do it with mine, you get mucha. And if you do that with Noah's, you get nothing. Knuck. It's like a Klingon word.
So, if you ever want to try and find us, you know, like a video game profile or, you know, board game profile, something like that, just search for Kit Norrie and Ash and, you know.
5427?
I really like Maddie Cow now that you say it.
Yeah.
Maddie Cow.
I think that it should be your alternative to Blobby Cow.
It's like my DJ name, DJ Maddie Cow. Boom. Yeah. So there you go. Cool. Anything else you want to mention about that? Tell us a little about your favorite music in 2016.
You've never heard of any of it, probably.
Probably not. So maybe Switchfoot.
Switchfoot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be the one exception. Probably my favorite would be Paper Route, which it was a really hard year to decide on a favorite album because there were so many albums by well-known Christian artists.
Yeah.
At least well-known in my mind, maybe not in everybody else's.
Yeah, the ones they never heard of that are so well-known.
I should say artists that have been around for a long time. Like, I mean, in 1 month, we had an album by Switchfoot, by Reliant K, and by Need to Breathe. And only off by 1 week was an album by Skillet. So we had like four of the biggest names in Christian right. rock all release of each other. So that was the kind of year it was. So it was hard to pick one. So, I mean, I was just kind of looking at my Spotify playlist and my most played songs, and like, I think I had six off of Paper Route's album that were in my top 100 songs. Okay. So
number one, Paper Route. Give us just a couple more just for reference.
Let's see. What was my number two? House of Heroes album was number two, which I actually didn't think it would be number two when I started making the list. I had it like at number eight or something. And then after re-listening to it, I decided I really liked that album. It had a lot of interesting instrumentation, I suppose, to it, because it's a concept album that tells the story of three people, and it's more like a tragedy than a story, I suppose. But anyway, who else do we have? We had Switchfoot was mm-hmm. on my list. A band called Lael was on my list. Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying that right. I'm not actually positive.
I don't know. How would you say L-A-E-L? I would say Lael too. So yeah. Lael.
If you happen to be listening to this podcast and you know, feel free.
Well, his real name is Jeff.
I can't pronounce that either.
Jeff something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Jeff S.
He should pick names that are easier to say. But anyway, yeah, good album.
I think I had Gavi's EP on that list,
mm-hmm.
and I had Rocky Loves Emily, and the Jelly Rocks was on that list, but it was kind of shouldn't have been on that list because it was actually released in 2015, but re-released in 2016. And
so you have a pretty solid list of stuff there for people to go listen to if they want to now. So
number one was Paper Route.
Yep.
Number two, House of Heroes.
Yep.
Number three, Switchfoot.
Actually, it wasn't number three, but it was on the top in the top 10.
Well, where in?
It was number like six or something like that. I had to write an explanation for all this out, and my reason for not putting Switchfoot higher is because, well, they're Switchfoot, and like they always release a great album, so it's not fair for them to be higher on the list when they always release a great album, you know? It's right. like they have to make better than a great album to get high on the list.
They really are. They're like in a whole different tier.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel you.
You can find my list on indievisionmusic.com where I wrote a long post with my top 20 albums.
Mama, would you like to tell us what's so exciting about your colors and crayons and markers?
Well, I decided to do something that I haven't done in 19 years since we started homeschooling. I decided that I would clean out the homeschool drawers.
Dum, dum, dum.
I know. It's scary to even think about it. Seth's in his second year of college. My youngest is in his second year of college. I finally decided to go and clean out the drawers. They have the colored pencils, the markers, and the crayons. Well, I started out I thought I'd work on the markers.
It's actually kind of ironic because college kind of hijacked those drawers. I have at least three of them full of just papers and stuff from college.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Even though they're not homeschool drawers, they're still kind of school drawers.
Do I still have a drawer over there?
No.
Yes, you do. No.
You don't get space in it because Kodo gets it. But anyway, go ahead, Mama.
Okay, well, I jumped out the markers drawer. There were probably, I don't know, hundreds of markers in there. I can't even tell you how many. There were so many markers. But I made some interesting discoveries, and I thought that if you decided you wanted to clean out your marker drawer, I might could save you some time. Because the first thing I discovered is if the marker says washable on it, it does not work. Just go ahead and throw it away.
Is that true only if it's over 10, 15 years old
like ours? Probably. It probably has something to do with washable was water-based, and the water just evaporated out of them. And the other markers were probably alcohol-based, and so they still have the alcohol in them. It didn't evaporate. So, anyway,
what's the science behind that?
I don't know.
Seems like alcohol would...
Maybe they're oil-based.
Maybe.
Maybe so. I don't know. I have to do some research on that. And try to figure that out. But I took the lid off of every single marker and checked it and did a little mark to see whether or not it would write. Not a single one of the washable markers survived. They all went in the trash.
That's pretty impressively bad.
I know. It really is. So if you're going to clean out your drawer, don't even bother. Just go ahead and throw all the washable ones away, especially if they're very old. Okay. The second thing I discovered is Hardwicks apparently do not like yellow.
Yeah. When you color in yellow, it just isn't very useful.
Well, 13 working yellow Crayola markers. I didn't even count the Rose Art, and I didn't count the ones that were water-based, the washable, that I had to throw away. There were 13 working ones, and that's in, you know, in contrast to two somewhat working black markers.
Okay, well, question though. Were how many of those yellows worked but were a good yellow color? Because my problem was I could never find a yellow that didn't have a green tint or a red tint that barely made it more orange because it would bleed into the other colors.
Well, the ones that I tried did appear to be yellow, but I agree with what Caleb said is they're very light and you color with them and you don't even feel like you
if
marked
you use
your
white paper.
Paper,
you can't see it.
Yeah, it's very hard to see.
It's like the opposites of contrast, though, because black is the easiest color to see. Yellow's the hardest.
Well, we apparently like our blacks because we used all of those. There were hardly any blacks in there at all, but there were lots of yellows. Now, I'm going to tackle the crayon drawer next. So I've been doing a little bit of research because do you know that some crayons are actually valuable?
White crayons?
No.
Nope, I did not know that.
Well, you know, if they're Crayola, if they're not Crayola, they're not worth anything. It doesn't matter what brand they are, but Crayola's been around for so long. Like
lots of weird colors,
like
right?
150 years or something. Well, they routinely make and retire, well, I'll say routinely, but they do make new colors and retire old colors for various reasons.
So you're saying the box of 64 crayons has had different colors in it over
That's
the years?
That's what I'm saying. And some of these colors are actually can be valuable because they're kind of in short supply, that they only made them for a short period of time.
I'd
for
just
instance,
be awful if you started coloring and you ran out of the color you needed. You'd have to find a replacement to finish your coloring, right?
Oh, it's the same color, just a new name.
I'll give you an example. The crayon that was formerly called Flesh is no longer called Flesh. Now,
is that kind of a racial thing?
That's what I was wondering.
It looks like Flesh, but only if you're a certain color.
It's now called Peach. And Crayola said that the reason it was named to begin with is because it's the color of the palm of someone's hand, which is not doesn't have anything to do with your race. That the palm of someone's hand is flesh colored.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, anyway, they changed it for 2 years to something called, let me think so I make sure I'm getting this right, pink, something like pink tinge or pink, I can't remember, I'll have to look it up. But for only 2 years, it had this different name. It was the exact same color. And then eventually, they completely changed the name, and it's been Peach since 1962. But previous to that, it had a couple of different names. So if you can find one of those that has the different name on it for the peach color, then it's actually quite valuable.
Do you think we have any crayons from before 1962?
We do. And I'll tell you why. Because your daddy saved his crayons. And he dumped his crayons in the school drawer when we started homeschooling, y'all. So his crayons from like back in the 50s are in that box over there. So
why did he have crayons from the 50s? He wasn't even alive in.
Oh, well, okay, excuse me. Because they were probably his brother's crayons.
They were probably Uncle
Jim's. They were
Jim's
probably Uncle Jim's.
Aunt Beverly's or one of the others.
Right, so Grandma
should we return them, I wonder?
They might have even been Grandma's crayons. Who knows?
Grandma would have not bought new crayons if the old crayons still worked.
No.
No. She would have just recycled them and kept using them. So I was curious to find out what the most... the rarest crayon is, and this is a really cool story. It's a crayon, the color is called C-Rex.
What?
C-Rex.
Like the letter C or
like
an ocean?
Instead of T-Rex, it's C like the letter C.
Okay.
Capital C-Rex.
Is that is it like a blue or
no.
Orange red?
It is the color of macaroni and cheese.
What?
I don't know. That sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay, well, the story is, I don't know what the year is. I forgot what the year is. But it hadn't been too long ago. I think it was in the early 2000s. Kraft Cheese did a contest, and they had Crayola make a single crayon, which they called C-Rex. And they put this one crayon in a macaroni and cheese box. And if you found this crayon, then you're the only person in the world that has the color C-Rex. It stands for cheese, cheese Rex, I guess. It was in something to do with the promotion of some movie that came out about that time, a dinosaur movie.
I vaguely remember this. Yeah, there was like a macaroni and cheese colored dinosaur.
Right. And so everybody went out trying to find this one crayon because it was going to be valuable. You would be the only person in the world. Plus, you won a trip to the macaroni and cheese factory to see how they made the macaroni and cheese.
So let me guess, it was found like 12 years later in a supermarket in South America somewhere.
Here's the thing. It's never been found as far as we know.
Wow. It probably got thrown in the landfill.
Kraft has no record of anybody winning the contest.
Yeah. And see, so that's how they get away with offering huge prizes, is because nobody ever finds it.
It was never actually put in a box. Yeah. It never existed.
So if you are out there and look through your kids' crayons, if you can find a crayon that says C-Rex on it, it would be a very valuable crayon. Plus, you get to go to the macaroni.
How much of the crayon has to be left?
I have a feeling what actually happened is somebody slid open their box of macaroni, dumped it in the pot, and ended up eating it.
Wow, they're putting these cheese packets in crayon shape now.
Wow. It was a little waxy flavored, but you know, it's macaroni and cheese, so.
Whatever the case, next week I'm going to dump out that big old tray of crayons over there, which, how many crayons do you think is in that drawer?
That sounds like a fun game. Guess how many crayons are in this drawer? We'll find out on the next podcast.
We're going to look through it and see if we can find some valuable crayons.
All right.
Sounds like an adventure.
Definitely show up and listen. Well, I guess you don't have to show up anywhere.
You should subscribe, though.
Definitely subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast app and find out what happens in the exciting Crayon Trilogy next week.
You can check on the website under the About page in a week or two, and we'll have up some bios of us with our links.
Cool. That's the best way.
Do I have to write a bio?
Nah.
Nah.
We'll write it for you. It'll say something like, Noah, brother, long hair.
Seth's brother.
Works sometimes. It'll just say Seth's brother. My one will just say Seth's brother. Seth will just say, I don't know, the brother.
The Seth.
Yeah. It'll say Andy Seth. Yeah. And Seth? Is that what you said?
Ash.
It'll just say
Just do Ash.
There you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Remember, stay safe and
don't be stupid.
Bye.
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 This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.